Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Sorry about that. I got my mouth full. We've got a couple fellas in here from a restaurant that had brought some all lamb shishka, right?
The Shishko Grill. Shishko Grill.
Thank you.
It's on the Beltline, what we call Nap Corners in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And it's right across the street from my wife's office, which is how we found it years ago. And we're regulars there, and we just wanted to get them in here because, number one, I wanted to see Randy try some raw lamb. It's called kibba. And what did you think of that kibby?
Well, Bob, I'm about to take another bite, so if that's any indication at all, it's fabulous. And this is, you know, our show's all about lamb today because we feel it's a meat that is very much overlooked a lot of times, and we wanted to let you know that it's certainly fantastic, and we brought some guys in that are experts at cooking this stuff. But the piece that I'm about to eat right now is not cooked. And if you're listening and you just wrinkled up your nose because I'm about to eat raw meat, I did the exact same thing until Bob brought this in, put a big helping on a piece of what looks like pita bread, and then shoved it at me and said, "Hey, Jop, give this a try." And
so it
was fantastic. I mean, it's fantastic. So explain to me what this is.
So we're talking right now with Mohammed and Sanad, and Sanad seats me every time I go in there, so I've gotten to know him. And I got to meet the one of the owners, Mo, which is my wife's nickname. And so he was kind enough to come down here when I said, "We want to put you on the radio. Let's talk about your food." He thought that'd be cool.
How you doing, sir? I'm going to today talk about the kibinaye. That's what you're eating. The kibinaye is made by raw ground meat and olive oil, Middle East olive oil, with cracked wheat. And it's natural herbs and spices. So it's an appetizer in the menu. A lot of people like it because, like, they say, "Oh, it's raw meat. We have to try it. We never try raw meat."
Like steak tartare.
Right.
And I bet you've had that before.
Oh, I have.
Sure.
I have. But the point I want to make is it doesn't taste like raw meat. It doesn't really have a texture of raw meat.
No, it's almost like liver pate or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I don't want to have this negative, but it's almost like a dough. It's almost like a consistency.
That's the wheat germ in there.
A cookie dough, a raw cookie dough, but it's raw lamb with the olive oil and the spices and the wheat germ.
I'll have to take just a little bit more to make sure you know what you're talking about.
Now, if you've ever been to a Mediterranean restaurant before, most of you have probably tried fried kibbeh. And that's the ones that Bob, you said your sons call those footballs.
Yep.
Right? They're shaped like a football, but it's the exact same thing, except it's just put in this little football shaped thing and dropped in a deep fryer.
Right.
But what's new to this is you can eat this raw. Now, with those four or five ingredients in there, this stuff's pretty healthy for you too, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it is. Because pretty much what they put with it, it's just basically oil and the meat, and they mix it all together, which makes it healthy. And plus, it's always fresh. Like our stuff over Shishko, we always make it fresh. Well, we don't mix the stuff and we froze it. We don't make it on like a daily basis because the business is going pretty good. So every time we hire someone, you know, we make sure that the kibbeh, the appetizers, pretty much everything, we make sure it's fresh right on time so we don't keep anything frozen. So it's really healthy, to be honest.
Okay, so then in addition to the kibbeh, raw and fried, we've got some grape leaves here, what we're going to talk about in a minute. But you pulled out a garlic sauce. And if anybody knows Jop from the Grilling Guys, I'll put garlic on almost anything and eat it. But I have never tasted a garlic sauce like this. So tell me what this is.
The garlic sauce is amazing. It's amazing food, you know, it's amazing, amazing, amazing. A lot of people, they come to the restaurants, they come for the garlic sauce.
I can see why.
Yeah, and they get it for free in the table. So when you dine in, you got bread and you got garlic unlimited
for
free.
That's the best part about going to again, we're talking to Shishko Grill. We've got Sanad Mohammed here, and it's a fantastic place. It's by the Jack Lokes Theater on 28th Street North.
In Grand Rapids.
Nap Corners. Yep. Yeah, and the best thing about going is as soon as you sit down, they're going to bring, and this pita bread, they make it right there. These little beautiful pieces of pita bread, fresh. They bring them hot to your table with a bowl of this garlic sauce. Now, you know that you're just going to demolish it.
It's like grown-up chips and salsa.
Yeah.
This stuff is amazing. So tell me what's in it, because it isn't that complex, correct? But I'm sure it's how it's made.
Yeah, it's raw garlic with some lemon juice, jalapeno, salt, and they mix it together. It's easy to do it, but not everybody, honest, can do it. But it's about the quality. Like, how did you do it? What did you use? A lot of people, they try it, but they didn't. They made it.
Right. You
know? But it's awesome. For me, like, I've been in Shishko 2 years. Every day I have food, I have to have garlic sauce. Every day.
Uh-huh. And if you were tasting what I am right now, you would know why he's saying that. Raw garlic, fresh garlic, and this is in a paste format, right? So it's not a sauce, if you will.
It's like garlic butter almost.
Well,
you know,
it looks to me almost like the consistency of really mashed potatoes, mm-hmm. right? It's that creamy, and it's about that same color, but oh my.
So it goes nice amazing. With lamb is the point. It goes good with pita bread. I put it on brisket yesterday. Right. That's how good it is.
Yeah.
And again, you know, there's no dairy, no butter in it. We always make it fresh. We have to make it every day. Let's say, for example, you wanted to buy it. You can make it you can put it in the fridge if you want. Like, just don't make it at room temperature. You can, but you can do it for like 5-6 hours. That's why we make sure we have to make it every morning. And it's amazing.
So the raw kibbe, somebody can buy this in a to-go container like we have right here. How long is that good? You should really eat it that day.
Yeah, you should really eat it that day. But let's say you got stuff. You know, some people don't like to eat a lot, but
2-3 days
just,
easy.
I would say 3 days is the maximum.
Okay.
Because I bought it to my mom, and then one day she decided to eat it, and then she left like half of it. So I decided to go and eat it. I ate it like 2 days after we bought it, and it was really great. It was still tasteful, especially, you know, when you it's basically raw meat, so you don't have to microwave it. You don't have to put anything on it. So
keep it refrigerated, right?
Yep. All you have to do is keep it refrigerated.
So the garlic sauce, if I came and wanted, this looks like about a 6 ounce tub of it you have. If I came and I wanted to take some of this home, how many days will this last?
Oh, this one will last you in the fridge about 6 days, that's for sure. Because, I put a lot in my house and this got as well. But yeah, 6 days is the maximum you can put. But you have to make sure, like, every day check on it, see if it can change. Cause
I'm telling you, this is worth the trip. And I've got I've got ideas in my head rolling about what I could eat that on, right?
Well, I'm glad you like it. I knew that would make your mouth explode, because it does everybody that tries it. And you appreciate a lot of good food. But you and I also have a big passion for garlic, so I was...
Yeah,
I was kind of looking forward.
Amazing. Yeah, you got
this
me.
Response.
He does this every
surprising job.
About once a year, he does this to me. And but hey, guys, can you stick around for the next segment? There's more to talk
we're
about.
We're going
to
change our show plan,
right? Coming up next, we might talk about a little skewered lamb that these guys might know something about. But you listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.